Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Scientific, or I can just get down to brass tacks. But we sit here and we look at this and we go, this doesn't make sense, going and attacking people at their houses, attacking them at their churches, going to multiracial churches and bowing up to people and getting in their faces. These thugs that we just showed you are paid and told what to go do. They're given printout battle plans. They're given bonuses, I mean thousands of dollars, if they can get somebody to attack. I mean, you talk about putting black people down and treating them like animals. I think we have footage of this. When we were having the anti-abortion rally a few years ago with the signs pointing out the KKK helped found Planned Parenthood, and quotes of Margaret Sanger, little Antifa scumbag driving a brand new $70,000 Jaguar, but he's a communist, was driving around with money out the window, offering them $400 for somebody to attack me. Because they don't do the attacking. They go hand hammers out a deadly weapon, somebody will get 50 years in jail. And they try to get them to knock me in the head with a hammer. But when I was there, I watched him go over to an old man in crutches and start messing with him. That's who the little white trendy that comes from some rich family. These are all rich people. And I'm not against, this is not class warfare, but they claim they're against money. No, they want it all. They want to run the whole show. They're all little dirty soy boys that think they can get out there and get them a big black book, as they call them, to go out and do the fighting for them. It's disgusting. And it pisses me off. And we watch the entire system. The money, the chi-coms, the globalists, the banks, the power structure. Pour money into this, and every American should reject it on its face and go, this is ridiculous. Mega banks, companies that own slave camps, Apple's going to lecture us how America sucks? When they're involved in slavery at scales never before seen, it's an abhorrent, ridiculous fraud. And then the ADL got $5 to $10 million in taxpayer money, even though they've got hundreds of millions of dollars and $92 million in assets. And now they've declared victory. Facebook has capitulated and says they will take orders from Mr. Rosenblatt, who, by the way, runs everything else. The Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL literally, it's on record, create the codified plan. And when they send an email to Google or to Twitter, they say, sir, how high do I jump? And they said, oh, here's 5,000 people today we say are white supremacist. Most of them are just mainline Trump supporters, black people, you name it. They just go, oh, you're a Nazi. I'm Rosenblatt. I'm God. I put the Nazi symbol on you. You know, the Nazis put the triangle, Star of David, on Jews. Well, Rosenblatt just puts a little swastika on you. He just walks over and says, here's a swastika. You're like, but I'm not a Nazi. Even if you were a Nazi, you'd have your rights to free speech. But he goes, oh, no, I'm Rosenblatt. He comes over and puts the swastika on you and goes, take him away now. And then he has Sacha Baron Cohen read off the teleprompter and go, we're going to arrest you. We're going to arrest Mark Zuckerberg if he doesn't do what we say. That was just 4 or 5 months ago. And now, this was in November, 8 months ago, time flies. Now, he's in charge. That's right, Facebook now removing Trump campaign videos. Because they showed an Antifa symbol. So they went, oh, that's a hate symbol. Not Antifa, but your symbol. I mean, there's just no end to it. And we just put up with it, you know. Because everybody knows Trump's a Nazi, right? Yeah. Just... None of it is reality-based. It's all just sickening evil. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Do not spread that link. Just bow down and say, yes, sir. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Basic cultural mathematics here. You know, like 2 + 2 = 4. You know they're now announcing that's racist. No, I'm not kidding. You know, that's ridiculous. It's meant to be ridiculous. It's cult programming. Welcome back again. I'm Alex Jones into the second hour. Roger Stone coming up with exclusive information. Just days away from facing prison for political thought crime. He's going to be with us. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is going to be on. He's been censored and kicked off of Amazon for writing a book exposing that COVID-19's response has been an overblown hoax. That thought crime is going to be coming up as well. So we still have this little thought crime space here, don't we? But that said, a lot of attention is being focused on the fact that the ADL has come out, an international organization, and is running all the major tech companies' thought crime divisions, and that they tell them who to ban, who to censor. They say what symbols are good, what symbols are bad. And they've said the thumbs up is bad, and the okay sign is bad, and just everything's evil. And, you know, chess, white knight takes black pawn, that's banned. And the word master bedroom has nothing to do with slaves and all the rest of it. Again, like master switch, the main switch. They are teaching us what language we can use. They are our kinks. Thank you, ADL. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones going down path, increasingly making Jewish mafia references in rants. The ADL was founded with funding by the Jewish mafia on record. I mean, that's in the encyclopedias. Everybody knows I'm not against Jews in general, because I judge people off the content, character, who they are. And there are a lot of different organizations and groups. The ADL is a leftist globalist organization that is censoring everybody and got Stefan Molyneux taken off YouTube by defaming him, saying he was a white supremacist. I say let ideas stand on their own. Last time I checked, David Duke still got his YouTube, man. Fine, I think he should have it. I don't agree. Just like these black nationalists saying whites are evil and whites are the devil. I don't agree with that. They got your right to say it. Remember, that's what America's about. Letting people make their own decisions. But no, not now. Everything you do is watched. Everything you do is controlled. Now if you're playing Fortnite with 50 million players, CNN breaks in and tells you white people are bad. That happened yesterday. This is not a joke. This is the globalist raping you in your private home, in your life, where you think you're playing a video game. They're like, no, you're not. We're going to break in on your cell phone messages. We're going to do everything. But let's go to Mayor de Blasio, the only person more disingenuous and creepy looking than Brian Stelter. I don't know. Is he more creepy looking than Brian Stelter, or is Governor Newsom even worse? I mean, talk about winning the award for not being self-aware. I'm sorry, folks. I just sorry. No, get a photo of de Blasio smiling. And I mean, you know, that'll make your hair on the back of your neck stand up. I mean, he's some creepy, creepy looking dudes. Like I said, I'm not saying they're child molesters. I'm saying that if I was a Hollywood producer and I was casting a movie about child molesters, I would cast de Blasio and Stelter immediately. Now, if I wanted to have American Psycho 2, oh, step aside Christian Bale. You ain't got nothing on Newsom. Woo! Talk about, again, an actual Dracula. Newsom's a Dracula. De Blasio and Stelter are Renfields. They just deliver stuff to Dracula. They're always so happy, though, proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, there's Dracula right there. He'll kill you real good. He will, don't you worry. He'll tell you when you come outside your house, too, now, because he loves you, because he's Governor Newsom. Sorry, let's just get right back to where we were. So, here is the most Orwellian communist statement pre-planned ever that, you know, he worked on with lawyers and PSYOP operators, because this is the speech he gives every day, where he goes on TV this weekend and he says, apples and oranges. I met with religious leaders. So if he meets with a few, quote, stakeholders, that's how the UN works. Oh, then the thousands of other churches that don't agree with being shut down, they're shut down because he talked to a cardinal and they said it was okay. So you can shut down the Baptist churches because the cardinal said it was okay, or vice versa. And then, oh, but Black Lives Matter, this is a historical, cultural, this is a good thing. 26 million marching is a good thing. But then they send Black Lives Matter, which is Antifa, directly to the Baptist churches for no reason, just so that you know they're more conservative, to politically scream and yell and try to start fights. So here's de Blasio first, then we'll show you some of the of what happened just this Sunday. Here it is.
I asked you about a court decision from last week. A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services during the lockdown of the pandemic. The court said you openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers and sent a clear message that mass protests are deserving of preferential treatment, essentially saying that you treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets. Your reaction?
No, just wrong. We worked with the religious leadership of this city for months, Cardinal Dolan in the Catholic Church and so many other religious leaders who were in full agreement that it was not time to bring back religious services because of the danger it would cause to their congregants. The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon that was not something that the government could just say, you know, go away. It's something that really came from the grassroots. And obviously had profound meaning.
Back it up for a minute. You see, he's saying, you're non-essential, and we, the government, decide when churches can operate, which violates the first clause of the First Amendment. Congress will make no law respecting the established religion, or the first says thereof. See, I tried to go too fast. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law restricting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You don't have jurisdiction. But he's saying, we decide what is valuable, we decide what is essential, we decide what is acceptable. Here it is.
City for months, Cardinal Dolan in the Catholic Church and so many other religious leaders who were in full agreement that it was not time to bring back religious services because of the danger it would cause to their congregants. The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon that was not something that the government could just say, you know, go away. It's something that really came from the grassroots and obviously had profound meaning, and we're all acting on the meaning of those protests. But it's really apples and oranges. Our religious leaders were the first to say it was not time to bring back services. Now we're doing it carefully, smartly. So I think that decision profoundly misses what the very religious institutions themselves were saying.
Let's talk about where we are.
Absolutely disgusting, absolutely evil, as satanic as it gets. What a monster, saying we run your churches, but our globalist Democrat Party fundraising machine that's already stolen $50 million from people, we're going to do what we want because we're profound, we're important, you're not. He's demoralizing you, but he knows you're going to submit to him. He knows he's already got your main religious leaders. They think they got you, folks. They don't have you. Compliance with these monsters is death. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the attacks on the churches that are now taking place. And Roger Stone joins us. Please do not forget that we're going to have to end this special. We're going to have to end it Thursday because a bunch of these items are getting ready to sell out. It's the big summer July 4th super sale. It's extended right now. And you've got store-wide free shipping. You've got double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have today's special is Lung Cleanse 50% off, sold out for months and finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, finally back in stock, 50% off. It's all 50% off. Vaso B, 50% off, sold out for months, back in stock, so good. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun, sold out for months, with vitamin K as well, not D3, so good that you need, period. That's sold out for months, finally back in stock. Ultra 12, 50% off, sold out for months, now back in stock. Body, sold out for months, now back in stock. The highest quality turmeric you're going to get out there, so good for you and your family, so good for your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us. We've also got more on the D.C. system and how they're responding to Maxwell's arrest.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Brazil's Bolsonaro tests positive for COVID-19, because anybody that's ever had a cold, the coronavirus tests positive. Meanwhile, Santa Ana, this is a new nickname, Abbott admits low death COVID rate in Texas, but still wants to shut down Texas economy anyways. So he's trying to act like he's against California's total lockdown with the partial one that's here in place. And again, they admit that they're counting 15 cases for every COVID patient just with a computer model. It's only one of eight states doing it last time I checked. Seven Democrat states and Texas. Why, Abbott? You know, I learned this weekend, Abbott, when I went and bullhorned him on Friday, again, he was there. We had our sources. And he literally was asking the security people, I wonder who put Jones up to this. Because he isn't even talking to the lieutenant governor now, who's against this. They're fighting with each other. And he thought that I came down there because I was told to by someone. Because I guess in Abbott's world, he takes orders from, we're not sure who now. I thought it was the people of Texas. Listen, buddy boy. When I do things, it's because I'm doing them. But I love how these politicians always think everybody's working for somebody else. I'm not working for Dan Patrick. But maybe he needs your job. Seriously. Maybe Abbott's just a political animal and he knows the public's dumb. Maybe he's right. And he just, you know, he's like, hey, doesn't matter if it's all a hoax. We got to go with it. You know, I kind of told Trump up front that. I said, this is man-made. I think it's because they want to own it and track it. But I said, we got to wait and see. But it's just the China welding people in and all the dystopic stuff looked, a lot of it looked fake. And some of it was fake. They execute you in China if you do something unauthorized. And it was all, the media was just playing stuff out of a zombie apocalypse movie. And so I was like, hey, Trump, watch out. Don't say it's not a threat. Wait and see. But as soon as we saw it was a total hoax, we're like, whoa, 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 hold your horses. But now we're already in the trap. Maybe I made a mistake. I don't make a lot of big mistakes, but, you know, maybe up front I should have said that it's all a hoax, it's all a fraud. But the fact that prestigious universities were saying it was man-made and showing the scans, and then they were being censored to protect China, made me take the bait and say, well, we know what it is. It's a gain-of-function cold virus that spreads everywhere so they can test you positive and create hysteria. And then if you die, they will attribute whatever you died of, gunshot wound, great white shark attack, doesn't matter, skydiving accident, get hit by a Mack truck, literally. And now we're here. They admit it's fraudulent numbers. They admit they're exaggerating. They admit that the death toll was 20-something times lower than what they said. And we're just in the trap now, and it's just like, well, we can't ever leave our houses again because of the common cold. All right, let me get back to what I was breaking down here. Can you believe the ADL, Sacha Baron Cohen, went up on TV late last year and said, arrest anyone that disagrees with us and arrest anyone that we say arrest for their speech, and we're going to arrest Mark Zuckerberg if he doesn't go under ADL control? I mean, how scary and creepy and wild-eyed is that? But you know what? Facebook just said, okay, ADL runs us. You'll tell us what to get rid of, what to allow. And again, Twitter, YouTube, all of it, ADL run, along with Southern Poverty Law Center. It's like the ADL is the political muscle, but Southern Poverty Law Center actually does the main training. And, I mean, it's just the family's bad. The master bedrooms are bad. Okay signs are bad. And you're like, that's ridiculous. No, the ADL says, listen, Americans, you don't use any words or talk unless it's approved by us. You got that straight. Well, that sounds like the Soviet Union wrapped up in Hitler to me. Sounds like something I don't want to go along with. It's creepy. It's scary. It's bad. It's dangerous. It's un-American. Oh, but all the big real Nazi sites are up there because the ADL needs to have that up there to say, look, there's the Nazis. So that when they point at Alex Jones or Stephen Molyneux and get us banned, they have the political cover they need. Meanwhile, here's real fascism. Here's real authoritarianism. Here's real Maoist communism. In New York at the Baptist Church, full videos on InfoWars.com. Shock video, BLM harasses Christians attending church. They bump into them, they get in their face, they do it all. Let's play a couple of those videos right now. Here it is. They're screaming at a woman with small children. To the bullhorn.
Good morning.
What the hell? Yeah, we're calling CPS on you because you're going to a Baptist church.
Save those kids! Save those kids! Save those kids! Save those kids!
So de Blasio orders churches closed. This is a Baptist church that refused to close. This is on record. And so now they come and they attack and they even go inside and try to start fights. This is inside the church. By the way, a multiracial church.
Black Lives Matter.
Thug women starting fights. I mean, just look at this. That's called, imagine, they don't know that they're the bad guys. They just come in a church because it refuses to stay closed. That's why they're there. De Blasio soon. Now they're starting fights. Talk about criminals, man. So the communists are coming for your churches, folks. The little ones. Oh, the Walmart stay open. Oh, the big mega churches stay open. But your little Baptist church that de Blasio saw on the news that didn't shut down a few months ago, guess who shows up to threaten to knock your ass out? An armed group of thugs. Reportedly, it was in the news. Some of them had knives and clubs. I mean, this is it. Because if they can get away with this, well, next when they burn the church, that's been happening. Remember, Trump just marched over to the church by the White House to say it's wrong they burned it. He was bad. He was using religious images. He doesn't get his speech. Only Black Lives Matter, only Antifa are allowed to march. They're the only ones that have rights. You don't have any. And the whole media and the whole culture and the communist Chinese in Hollywood are literally pissing in our faces. And the average conservative man, whether he be black or white, is sitting there with his thumb, you know where. Okay, you think that's safe? You think we're not in danger, everybody? You're proud of this? You're proud of what's going on? You're proud we let this happen? The communists are that close to overthrowing the whole government, taking it all, because we just keep appeasing and appeasing and appeasing. And now thugs come into church services and shove people around trying to get a fight going.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now, but Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You know, during the break, as we're getting Roger Stone lined up on Skype, I went back and got a glass of water. And I just stopped in the hallway and I just thought about the videos we just watched. And there's more than those. It gets even worse. Of thugs shoving their way into a church and shoving a multiracial Church of Baptists around, threatening to beat their ass and poking their fingers at two-year-old children's faces and saying, I'm calling the CPS on you. We're going to take your kids. These are communist youth brigades literally harassing black people, telling them they can't go to this church. I mean, this is sick, folks. The fact that they can get people go, well, this is horrible. Why would de Blasio send these people here? He runs it because if they can get them to do that, they'll do anything. And the media is defending this. People show up in body armor with clubs and knives, and they shove their way in and they threaten to attack people. I mean, I'm sorry. You're in my church, inside the church. You threaten to knock me out. You just threaten me. I'm gonna attack you. But here's the thing. These Christians are better Christians than I am. Because they understand that that's what these bad people want. and they didn't give them what they wanted, but it makes me physically mad at myself that we've got to this point. I mean, look at this. Thugs shoving people in a church. All because that church pissed de Blasio off and wouldn't shut down. The Black Lives Matter are to say, we get our speech, you don't get nothing. It's over, and churches got burned down all over the country by leftists who think they should be able to march, but nobody else should be able to go to these churches where a lot of the old people go to these, and it's all they've got is these communities. And you're trying to take that away from them, you evil globalists, you pieces of trash. Do you hear about them shutting down churches in China? Well, it's happened here now. All right. We got a big exclusive with Roger Stone. I had to twist his arm to do this. He's only days away from a potential death sentence. If anything happens to him in prison, it is on this tyrant judge's head. We'll talk about that. The emergency appeal he just filed. Boss's house, you know, doing the show out of an apartment. Nothing wrong with that. But that's how serious and real this is, folks. You don't know the cost of this. Believe me, I've been sued a bunch of attacks. I know what it costs. It's devastating. But we're in a fight. It's okay. He's a winner. He's a fighter. He's not a victim. He's a target. He understands that, but he needs your help. So do we. We're in this together. And then I asked him, well, like last week, I said, please come on about the Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein. I know you know the inside baseball and where that's going and what's happening with the U.S. attorneys. And so he's got some intel for you on that whole situation. The AP and others reported that she's got tapes of these world leaders. She's got all the blackmail material. Well, the FBI reported Epstein has all these CDs with it. Where are those? We're taking out of the New York facility. So we've got him here for just the next 20 minutes or so. Roger, thanks for coming on with us today. You've got the floor.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me on because, you know, the situation surrounding my case changes so quickly, literally minute to minute. And the InfoWarriors have been among my most loyal supporters, including everybody that works right there in your facility. Not to mention you yourself. So I always want my supporters who are praying for me, who have helped finance my defense and helped my family to know the latest. You're absolutely right. I'm at seven days away from being sent to a prison where the Federal Bureau of Prisons has tried very hard to cover up a substantial and growing coronavirus crisis. Last week they had no cases. Now they say they have one. Blowers in the facility, both inmates and prison guards who are there, tell us that there are additional cases that are being concealed. But as you know, I'm years old and with a history of respiratory problems my entire life, I would be at great risk. I would be extraordinarily vulnerable. We filed an emergency motion with Judge Jackson based on the government's policy, based on my health, based on the law, and she denied it. Yesterday, we had no choice but to file an emergency appeal with the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, making essentially the case that Jackson was wrong across the board, and that I had a real life and death situation. I'm not confident.
Roger, stay right there. We're having that Max Headroom thing, you know, that show from the early 80s where he would literally... Blah, 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 blah. From somehow your Skype does that, but we may connect with your cell phone here in a moment, but let me see if it clears up here for just a second or see if maybe some stuff can be shut down there on your computer. But, I mean, this is really happening. They released all these rapists and murderers and criminals, some of which had just served a few months in the case of Harvey Weinstein, but you supposedly lied to Congress, which has been proven fraud. They had a show trial. They had a totally rigged deal, rigged jury. It's all come out, and now you've still got to go to prison. This is insane.
We're gonna
connect with him on cell phone. We're going to go right back to Roger Stone here in just a moment. And he's going to give you the latest on Ghislaine Maxwell and what this really means and why the Clintons and others are so incredibly scared right now. But Roger Stone's defense fund, we can put that up on screen. They've really tried to bankrupt him, stonedefensefund.com. And I hope that you will all go there, and I hope that you will support him because I'm in the same position. You know, the Democrats filed over 50 lawsuits on us. We're down to 8. They've got Georgetown University, the Vatican suing us. Over our speech, we have the Democratic Party funding group suing us. I mean, it is a total and complete war. So we now have Roger Stone over the phone and Skype. Roger, please continue with the persecution 7 days out from jail, the emergency appeal you just filed.
Well, first of all, Alex, you're absolutely right. I never realized how much I looked like Max Headroom. But moving on from that, you know, I'm 7 days away from being sent to a prison where the Federal Bureau of Prisons is dissembling about how many actual cases of COVID-19 they have among both prison workers and inmates. I'm 67 years old with a history of respiratory problems. This is, in essence, a death sentence. By the way, the folks at Media Matters who are mocking me, greetings, guys. No, it really is a death sentence. Make sure you get that in your headline. The point, of course, is that now I've gone to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to appeal the judge's ruling to essentially send me to my maker. And we've asked for an immediate emergency expedition of that. But I've been quite candid. I don't have high hopes that the D.C. Circuit is going to do anything other than remand the decision back to Judge Jackson. The important thing is at that point, I will have exhausted every possible legal remedy my lawyers can come up with. And there is only one man on the planet who I have been very clear that I am praying for, that he will, in an act of mercy and justice, grant an act of clemency so I can get justice in my case. All I want is a commutation of my sentence so that I can follow out my appeal and win. I will be exonerated on appeal, but I have to live long enough. And the appeal, as you know, is a year away and probably another $1 million.
And let's be absolutely clear about this. This isn't just Roger Stone. We're all Roger Stone. If they can continue to politically persecute people and put people in prison, they admit you're the beta test. As you know, we can't get into it. They want to put me in prison right now. They're trying to build a case against me as well. They're not planning to stop. They've already brought back the Russiagate BS again.
Well, Alex, we're in the same boat for the same reason. We're truth tellers. We have dared to stick our thumb in the eye of the political establishment and tell the people the truth. And I've done so, as you have, without regard to party. The Bushes are just as corrupt as the Clintons. They're equally corrupt, and they're all in it together. And now the worst possible thing happened that they could imagine. Donald Trump, an uncontrollable nationalist, a man who loves America, a man who believes in American exceptionalism and America's destiny and America's sovereignty, comes along and upsets their plan. They had it all worked out. It was going to be Hillary or Jeb. It didn't matter. The policies would be the same. Both families would pocket billions, and the country, we'd sell the country out to the Chinese. That was the plan.
But guess what? The best laid plans of
the plan.
The best laid plans of mice and men ought to go astray. By the way, your phone's the best HD audio I ever heard. We'll be back with Roger to shift gears into the latest on Jeffrey Epstein and so much more, his advice to President Trump in 2020. Roger Stone, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Roger Stone is definitely a big old magazine of bullets in Trump's truth gun, and we need him to get pardoned or clemency. He's going to jail in 7 days, political prisoner. More on that in a moment. But first, Roger, I know you don't tell me you got news unless you got news. You live near Palm Beach. You know what's going on with Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, her getting finally arrested, the Southern District of New York, U.S. attorney being removed reportedly for blocking the investigation. All of this starting to come to the head. What is the inside scoop on the word that she has these, you know, get out of jail free cards, these secret tapes of world leaders raping children? We know the FBI says there's hundreds of DVDs that Epstein had of this. Where is all that? What is the big breaking news, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, first of all, those who've been following InfoWars over the long term first heard about Jeffrey Epstein right here. In fact, nothing you have learned about this overnight billionaire pedophile in the last 18 months was not in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, in 2016.
That's right.
Bill Clinton's 28 trips on the Lolita Express.
Which was a blueprint for Trump to go after Clinton when he put out fake allegations against the president and candidate. That's why they really hate your ass.
There is no question. And the fact that two of the prosecutors in my case are closely affiliated with Hillary Clinton, the two lead prosecutors, show you that my prosecution is a vindication, is a retribution play, and it's over my book on Jeffrey Epstein. Now, let's be very clear. Epstein was first convicted in Florida when the Palm Beach City Police conducted an extensive undercover investigation, and they were prepared and they handed the state prosecutor an open-shut case for child sex trafficking, child exploitation, and the kind of prisons, the kind of crimes that end you up in prison forever. The state's attorney ended up charging Epstein with one count of solicitation. The police chief, who was a very honest guy, was outraged. He went to the U.S. attorney for this district and said, something's wrong. Either the prosecutor has been threatened or he's been paid, but we handed him an airtight case for child sex trafficking, the exploitation of at least 33 children who were still in the jurisdiction, and he took a dive. The U.S. attorney, whose name was Acosta, conducted his own investigation. And then he simply rubber-stamped the state investigation and sealed it, hoping that none of us would ever know what really happened. When he was later appointed Secretary of Labor and was asked, what about your handling of Jeffrey Epstein, he said, and I quote, well, he's in the intelligence community. It's their problem, which I think explains the situation here. Now, I know some say that Epstein was Mossad. My research does not indicate that. My research indicates he had worked for the Mossad. He'd also worked for the United States. He had worked for anybody with money.
That's right. He was a triple agent contractor just going around setting people up.
Right. And the blackmail was the entire game here. Now, it's funny to watch liberals try to call him a Trump associate because they ran in the same social circles. But Donald Trump never visited his island. Donald Trump never went to any of his parties. Donald Trump was never on his
But
airplane.
Bill Gates did, and Bill Clinton did over and over again. Turns out Bill Gates would literally stay with him sometimes for weeks on end.
And as I first revealed, I think Bill was going to the island because of his affair with Ghislaine Maxwell. That's the connection. They were having a torrid affair, both in New York and in the Virgin Islands. It is absolutely true what you say regarding the U.S. attorney, Jeffrey Berman, who was fired by Attorney General Barr roughly 10 days ago. The mainstream fake news media was trying to say that Berman was fired because of his intense investigations into Donald Trump's businesses. But that is a fake news lie. The truth is, Berman was fired because he was opposed to the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell and because he refuses to move forward on the Anthony Weiner laptop case. You'll remember that as the case where Huma Abedin, the right-hand henchwoman of Hillary Clinton, forwarded over 600,000 emails, some of them classified, to a computer jointly used by her and her pedophile husband, former Congressman Anthony Weiner, and it is thought that this was her blackmail file. This was her insurance file. Officers with the New York Police Department who initially found this material in a routine investigation into Weiner for sex texting underage girls and immediately reported it to the FBI, but NYPD sources have told me that these videos include evidence of graft, corruption, child exploitation, the torture of children. It really sounds like a treasure trove of
And what, 9 of the 12 police officers that saw the videos are dead. Reportedly, it's children being tortured to death. They say it's so horrible, and even General Flynn's lawyer is very respected. She's met with these very people that have they told her point blank. They said, no, it's literally beyond pedophilia. It's chopping kids up.
It certainly sounds that way. So there's no question that if she wants to bargain, Ghislaine Maxwell has a lot to bargain with because her mentor, she was basically a procurer. She would cruise the bus stations, the train station, looking for runaways who would then be groomed for Epstein's own sexual gratification. And then when he got tired of them, he would farm them out to his friends like former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell or former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson or the scientist Stephen Hawking. That's really disgusting. Or who knows? I mean, I think this list is extensive. It includes politicians, people in the financial world, athletes. This guy was keeping tape on everyone, which is why I believe he was murdered. But I'm not saying he was murdered by the Clintons. I'm saying there were many, many, many people and many institutions that had an interest in silencing him. How coincidental. The videos just happened to be turned off. The guards just happened to be asleep. I mean, it's insulting, really, for anyone to think.
Well, that's the next question. How long? How long do you think she's going to be alive? They're claiming they have the best security team ever monitoring her every move to keep her safe right now.
Well, I think that depends on what she does. I mean, we don't know whether she's already agreed to cooperate. We don't know if she is holding back some old cards. Here's what I do know. My new attorney, David Schoen, one of my two attorneys, really an excellent attorney, very brilliant, very aggressive. He had been retained by Epstein for his defense. Epstein paid him on a Thursday, made arrangements for him to move to New York on Friday, and Epstein died Saturday. Does that sound like a man who killed himself?
No. Well, Epstein's lawyer, I guess you have his lawyer, he's come out and said Epstein thought he was going to be killed. Is that the same lawyer?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Now, everybody's entitled to a lawyer.
No, I get it. Everybody's you're not bad to have a great defense. That's how it works. No, I understand that, yeah.
Well, I wish I'd had the same lawyers at trial, frankly, where I'm still confounded about the fact that, for example, Steve Bannon was the government's surprise star witness.
And why is he constantly hanging out? Oh, that's another. We'll cover that in a moment. Yeah, let's get back to this. He told the Senate, well, explain, his perjury's cut and dry.
It's really simple. He testified before the House Intelligence Committee. That testimony was classified until about a month ago. He told the House Committee he never discussed WikiLeaks with me ever on any occasion at all in 2016. Yet he showed up at my trial as a surprise witness for Mueller. And now he said, Stone and I talked about it in every conversation we had in 2016. I considered Roger Stone our access point to WikiLeaks, which would be news to me.
So what's the truth on Bannon? Because, I mean, why is he hanging out with Epstein?
Because I think he is a globalist. I mean, when I did the research, every one of the major anti-Trump globalists who weaseled their way into the administration, H.R. McMaster, Rex Tillerson, every one of them, you can trace the patronage right to Steve Bannon. So he may go on TV where he's stolen the name of the radio show started by Owen Schroyer and myself, The War Room. I guess we should call ours The Real War Room. But he talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. I mean, the guy, first of all, when it comes to personal appearance, the guy has pioneered the whole idea of hobo chic. He looks like
he's pioneered. He looks like a reanimated corpse. He looks like a dead body. Let's do five more minutes. I know you got to go, but I want to talk about what is happening in the campaign, COVID-19, what you think Trump should do. 7 days out, Roger. I'm so glad your new attorney tells you to go out to interviews. Yes, I love that advice. My God, the whole thing is about shutting you up. What a crime with 118 days left. They want to make the 111 last days with no Roger Stone. That's not American.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.